At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, May 28th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour: coast-to-coast reactions into the death of George Floyd, a black man killed by a Minneapolis policeman. On Wednesday, Boeing executives announced their plans to cut more than 12,000 American jobs over the next few months. And another governor disobeyed her own shelter-in-place orders. Wednesday, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey called upon Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman to charge the police officer involved in the incident that led to the death of George Floyd. Floyd was pronounced dead Monday night after he was taken into custody by police in South Minneapolis. A video that was circulated online shows an officer holding his knee on the back of Floyd's neck for several minutes. A source with knowledge of the investigation identified the officer as Derek Chauvin. Chauvin and three other officers have been fired in connection to the incident. Protests continued into Wednesday night in South Minneapolis, where apparent looting was happening at a nearby Target and other area businesses. A fire engulfed one business as well. The protests were happening in response to the death of George Floyd, who was killed after an incident that involved these police officers. All four officers involved in the arrest were fired on Tuesday. Protesters were seen throwing bottles and rocks at law enforcement while officers responded with rubber bullets, flash bombs, and tear gas to push them back. Hundreds of people marched through downtown Los Angeles in a Black Lives Matter protest over the death of George Floyd. The march resulted in a violent confrontation with police, including the smashing of a CHP cruiser, the windows, and the shutting down of the 101 freeway right near downtown. An estimated 500 to 1,000 people participated in the event, starting right near City Hall and then marching through downtown. It appears the event wasn't cleared with city officials in advance, and there was minimal police presence in the area. Attorney General Bill Barr has asked U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, to review the practice of unmasking before and after the 2016 presidential election. It's a controversy that has picked up steam after the Justice Department moved to drop charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, the DOJ said Wednesday night. Republican lawmakers have demanded more information about the extent of the practice after a previously clandestine list of Obama-era officials who sought to reveal what turned out to be the identity of Michael Flynn in intelligence reports was released earlier in the month. The DOJ had moved to drop the Flynn case after internal memos were released, raising serious questions about the nature of the investigation that led to his late 2017 guilty plea for lying to the FBI about his Russia contacts. Our saint of the day, he can truly be called the Apostle of England. And quote of the day, that which God commands seems difficult and a burden. The way is rough, you draw back, you have no desire to follow it, yet do so, and you will attain glory. St. Anthony Mary Zakaria. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that lay people can arm themselves with truth and the fight against the evil that is Neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now, crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Our saint of the day is Saint Augustine of Canterbury. In the year 596, some 40 monks set out from Rome to evangelize the Anglo-Saxons in England. Leading the group was Augustine, the prior of their monastery. Hardly had he and his men reached Gaul when they heard stories of the ferocity of the Anglo-Saxons and of the treacherous waters of the English Channel. Augustine returned to Rome and to Gregory the Great, the pope who had sent them, and only to be assured by him that their fears were groundless. Augustine set out again. This time the group crossed the English Channel and landed in the territory of Kent. This was ruled by King Ethelbert, a pagan married to a Christian, Bertha. Ethelbert received them kindly, set up a residence for them in Canterbury, and within the year, on Pentecost Sunday, 597, was himself baptized. After being consecrated a bishop in France, Augustine returned to Canterbury, where he founded his see. He constructed a church and monastery near where the present cathedral began in 1070 and now stands. As the faith spread, additional sees were established at London and Rochester. Work was sometimes slow, and Augustine did not always meet with success. The limited success Augustine achieved in England before his death in 605, a short 8 years after his arrival, would eventually bear fruit long after in the conversion of England. Augustine of Canterbury can truly be called the Apostle of England. On Wednesday, Boeing executives announced their plans to be cutting more than 12,000 American jobs over the next few months, including 5,520 voluntary layoffs and 6,770 involuntary layoffs that are set for the next 3 weeks. At the same time, Boeing India executives say they're planning for a major expansion. Over the next couple of years, we expect Boeing's India presence to be the largest outside of the U.S. Boeing has been a proud partner with India for more than 75 years, and we're just getting started. We want to contribute to the growth of India's aerospace industry. That's why we're investing in commercial and defense across the development of aerospace technology, innovation, production, capacity, supply chain, aerospace skilling centers, manufacturing, and the modernization of airport infrastructure and airspace, Boeing India President Salil Gupti told the Times of India. Peter Mann of Fredonia, the fugitive University of Connecticut student wanted in two killings, was caught in Maryland after a manhunt that stretched on for days, police announced Wednesday night. Mann Fredonia was taken into custody at a truck stop in Hagerstown, right near the Washington County Sheriff's Office. This was following a six-day multi-state manhunt involving several law enforcement officers after he allegedly killed two men and bolted from Connecticut on Sunday. The University of Connecticut senior was not injured and no officers were hurt. Well, this must be a governor thing. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham bought some jewelry in April from a non-essential business, which had been closed by her own lockdown order, according to a local report. KRQE News 13 has learned in April when she ordered non-essential businesses to shut down and she lectured all New Mexicans to stay home. A non-essential business opened up so she could buy jewelry and have it delivered to her. The jewelry was bought over the phone, but the employee went to the store, got the jewelry, and placed it outside the door of the store where someone who knew the governor picked it up. This is according to the person who runs the Lily Barrick store. She says she didn't know about it until after it happened. She and Whitmer's husband ought to get together. She also said no one was allowed in the stores at the time due to the public health order. This report comes after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's husband is said to have urged a dock company to place his boat in the water ahead of Memorial Day weekend, despite pandemic guidelines. But that was just supposedly a joke. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.